It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now. Band.video.
What in the hell is this? The chairman tweet. What in the hell is this? The chairman tweet. What in the hell is this? The chairman tweet. What in the hell is this? The chairman tweet. What in the hell is this? The chairman tweet. What in the hell is this?
All right, we have a memes arm race happening now in the office. I think we're the first on this, by the way. I don't think anybody else has opened up this meme platform of Swalwell. What in the hell is this? We've already got a memes race happening in studio. Chase quickly beat Rob to the punch to put that one out. He's going to need to polish it up on the audio. But he just wanted to be the first in the memes race here. That's good. That's good. I kind of want to get user submissions on this, to be honest. We haven't done a user submission show in a long time, and I really need to focus on the debate tonight. But that's just gold. Eric Swalwell has just offered us meme gold. So I don't know. If you want to tag me in your new Eric Swalwell, what in the hell is this meme platform, then maybe we'll put that up. Maybe we'll put that up on the show at Owen Schroyer 1776. If you tag me with an Eric Swalwell, what in the hell is this meme, then maybe we'll give you a little love here on the show. So that's Chase Geyser's submission. That's good with the Michelle Obama, the marbles in her pants there. And then I think Rob is working on one himself. We'll show. Oh my gosh. I need to get serious.
Is this?
I got to get serious here, folks. We got a big debate tonight. All right. We got a big debate we're covering here at InfoWars. We're glad to be joined by you and the crew. It's going to be a lot of fun. And even CNN here, I've gone long. I'll play this clip coming up. But even CNN is stunned at Kamala Harris's policy platform. But, you know, on the Haitian migrants, listen to what Kamala Harris said to The View in 2021, as we're now hearing about Haitians eating pets and geese and ducks and crashing cars. Here's what Kamala Harris said about the Haitian migrants in clip 7.
That is why, also, starting with our administration, we gave TPS, temporary protected status, to Haitian migrants, 55,000. And then more recently, we extended temporary protected status to over 100,000 Haitian migrants for that very reason, that they need support, they need protection. That is why.
Wow. 100,000 Haitian migrants getting protected by Kamala Harris because they need it. Don't you see? They need it. The people in Lahaina, Maui, who need help because of the wildfire, Kamala Harris, not interested. The people in East Palestine that need help after the chemical spill, Kamala Harris, not interested. The American people that are struggling just to get by because of horrible economic policies, Kamala Harris, not interested. The families of Americans who have been raped and murdered by illegal immigrants, Kamala Harris, not interested. But the poor Haitian migrants, they need help. What is this idea? What is this concept anyway? Oh, no, people from foreign country need help. And so it's our duty. We should help them. What in the hell is that? When did we normalize that? What in the hell is that? Haitians need our help. Hondurans need our help. Oh, the Venezuelan gang members need our help. A rapist fleeing Mexico needs our help. Terrorists from the Middle East need our help. And the average American is like, hi, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I'm struggling to get by. Screw you. Did you not hear what I said about the non-citizens? Did you not hear what I said about foreign nationals? They need our help. You dirty American, get in the back line. Actually, just die. Just get in the grave.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You like that? On debate night? Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are some things emerging as Kamala Harris preps for her first and only debate against Donald Trump. She's too chicken to debate him more than once. She is a coward, after all. And so she's been doing, I think it was 6 mock stage debates with a Trump impersonator. Trump's not even doing any debate prep is what they're saying. He's just campaigning and doing interviews. He did another one today. There's a funny moment that happened. We'll play that too. But a lot of Kamala clips and stories are emerging now. This is from 1995, an ABC profile on Mayor Willie Brown. And is there a familiar character in this video? And what is ABC News suggesting about the quote-unquote fine women that you see on the screen in clip 20.
He's a rogue, all right, notorious for his flamboyant lifestyle. Flashy clothes, fancy parties, fine women.
Are you his daughter?
Kamala Harris.
And fast cars.
You should from now on address me as...
Here's Kamala again. And there's the cackle.
If ever a man and a municipality were made for each other, it is this man, this place.
By the way, how has San Francisco done since the 90s? Where's San Francisco at 20 years later? But I suppose that's just the overall story of what happens when Democrats get in charge and destroy cities and loot them and rob them blind. So, but wait a second. So there's Kamala, Willie Brown's side hoe. But guys, I'm sorry, did ABC News just suggest Kamala Harris was an escort? Quote unquote, very fine women. Go ahead.
Rogue, all right, notorious for his flamboyant lifestyle. Flashy clothes, fancy parties, fine women.
Are you his daughter?
Fine women.
Are you his daughter?
And it's fast Kamala Harris at Willie Brown's arm. To quote the great
if ever a man and a
Judge Joe Brown,
made for each other, it is this man.
I know a street hoe when I see one. I mean, fine women? And it's Kamala on Willie Brown's arm? Just like she was on Montel Williams' arm? Is that ABC News subtly suggesting at the time in 1995 that Kamala Harris was an escort? What a time for that to reemerge on debate night. That's fun. That's certainly fun. Where was Willie's wife at the time, I wonder? So, here you have fake news like Amber Rye at CNN, who claims there are no black Trump supporters. They don't exist. Of course, that's just patently false. Here's one podcaster named Starring Amber, and she has a couple of choice words for Kamala Harris in clip 23.
You know why Kamala wants the mics turned on during the debate? Because she wants to cosplay as the sassy black woman. This is her strategy to win. Kamala wants the mics turned on so she can be the sassy black woman. And then when you go online, you go see everybody saying things like, oh, don't play with black women. Black women do this. Don't play with black women. Black women. Don't play with black. That's her whole strategy to win. During the debate in 2020 with Mike Pence, every headline, every tweet, everybody was talking about how she was saying, I'm speaking, Mr. Pence, I'm speaking, more than any policy stance she had.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
I have to
I'm
wait.
Speaking. Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. I'm speaking.
The important is you said the truth.
She don't care about appealing to y'all about her policies. She don't care about appealing to y'all on an intellectual level. She wants y'all to get on Twitter and be like, a black woman do this. A black woman do that. That's her whole plan to win. Do y'all feel dumb? Because she think y'all dumb. I'm going to be the sassy black woman, and I'm going to win a debate from the low IQ retard. I'm a sassy black woman, and I'm going to win a debate from the low IQ people. Which is the majority of you guys. That's what she want to do. And they also said reporters will be in the room to report on what can be heard when mics are muted. Okay, so the fake news will be in the room to report on what can be heard while mics are muted. Kamala is so desperate to be the sassy black woman. She even got reporters in the room to tell y'all when she being sassy. This is so crazy to me. I'm so ready to see what memes y'all are going to make, how distracted y'all are going to be from the fact that our migrants are getting $150,000 down payments in homes. Migrants are getting credit cards in Chicago. Okay, migrants are getting shelter and all that, and then they're getting health care in California. But y'all going to be on Twitter talking about, oh, Kamala, she's sassy. Oh, my God, she told that white man. That's her strategy to win. She wants to win you over. Well, she wants to win the low IQ people over by being the sassy black woman. Are you guys ready for that?
Now, she's not wrong. The misinformation show. She's not wrong. And let's remember, Kamala Harris was Indian up until about, maybe at most like 2 or 3 years ago, or maybe when she became vice president, she became black. And the Wikipedia rewrites show it. Her own speeches show it. The credit that other Democrats gave her show it. Her own appearances on cooking shows show it. She always was the Indian. She always was an Indian woman. And then for convenience sake for Joe Biden, they wanted the black vote, so she became a black woman. And then they rewrote her Wikipedia page and memory hold all the times where she said she's the first Indian woman in the Senate, an Indian woman as a prosecutor and everything else, pretend like her mom doesn't exist. So that's just what they do to pander to voters. But they are the most low IQ at this point. And the truth of the matter is, it's either straight up low IQ or just low information voters that would vote for Kamala Harris. And we've got an example. Here's one guy who asks a Kamala Harris voter. He says, I like her policies. Well, can you name a policy? How do you think that goes in clip 15?
For Kamala.
Kamala.
Why Kamala?
Just because of policies. She's more vocal on her policies.
Could you name 3 of her policies for me?
Well, I mean.
Got this, man.
No, yes. You're good. Sorry, it was just, you kind of caught me off guard.
No, yeah, they always get caught off guard. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, my mind starts to race once I start talking about politics.
Hey, I understand.
Like, yeah, you get nervous because you don't know anything. I really like her policies, you know. She's real outspoken. I like her policies. Oh, name a few policies. Well, every damn time with a frickin' Democrat. Every damn time. You know, it's not like I'm retired from on the street stuff or confrontation videos. I've kind of been forced into the sidelines by the federal government since I can't really travel. And since we can't have security here, I can't really go into hostile areas like I used to because I just get assaulted every time. So I'm kind of watching this. It's kind of, part of me kind of feels like the old guy that's retired, like watching the young guys play. Like, man, you know, I'd like to be out there again. Because, I mean, I don't know. Does anybody shred them like I did? Here's another one. A guy out on the streets, he finds a group of Kamala supporters. I mean, these people are just so dumb. And then they're stunned, and the guy talking here happens to be black, and he's like, no, I like Trump. And they're like, what? I don't believe it. Here it is, clip 28.
Trump or Kamala?
Kamala. All the fucking way.
All the way? Oh.
We just all going Kamala here. Kamala group right here. What about you? Kamala. Oh, God. Oh.
Wait, what are you?
I'm Trump. I'm pro-Trump.
Yo.
So this isn't going anywhere then.
I'm pro.
Wait, why?
Have you gotten mainly Trump or mainly Kamala?
Well, I hear. Well, I wasn't with this group. I don't know. That kind of is even things out.
It's all like Trump until this group.
Why Trump?
Come again?
Speak your truth.
Like, convince me.
Speak your truth. Let's start here.
Okay.
The economy was better with Trump.
Was it?
What I don't like is the illegal immigrants coming to the country. I would like to close the borders.
Pause it real quick. It's mind-boggling how dumb these people are. And I don't say that as an insult. I mean, they're literally this dumb. And he says, hey, I don't like having open borders and illegal immigrants. And this girl here, who sounds like she's Australian, she goes, oh, I'm an immigrant. And she's like, takes that offensively, like, I'm an immigrant. Why would you say that? What don't you understand? There is a difference between an illegal alien and an immigrant. An immigrant goes through the legal process to become a citizen. You did that. He's not talking about you. He's talking about people who come into the country illegally, and now they come into the country illegally and they get free everything. They get free food. They get free housing. They get free bus tickets, plane tickets, everything for free. That's the problem. Not you, an immigrant who comes in this country and probably works and makes money and pays taxes and contributes. And she literally doesn't get it. She doesn't get it. And so in a way, actually, the illegal immigrant from Haiti with a 45 IQ is actually smarter than she is, because the illegal immigrant from Haiti's like, oh, I can come here and get free stuff. Cool. Oh, I can go to the park and get a goose for a meal. Cool. She's like, I'm an immigrant. Why don't you like me? Nobody said anything about immigrants. So, all right, go back to that part, because they only get dumber from there. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. You're an odd case, but it's okay. We want you here. No, we want you here. I mean, I'm not against closing the borders. I just think we should do it legally. Just like us Americans, we can't simply just go to different countries and claim citizenship, can we?
I mean,
the best country in the world, and we can't go anywhere and just say we're citizens.
Why do you need to go somewhere else?
I love America as well.
But
I love America. That's great.
Honestly, do you really think that Trump is the person to represent us? Like,
versus Kamala? Okay, so between 2016 and 2020, we had no wars.
No wars. What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is, Russia invading Ukraine.
He was in Putin's back pocket. That's why we had
Russia
no
invading Israel, right?
Wait, I have a real question.
How
many wars nearly started because of Trump?
How many actions started?
What does that even mean?
Like, the U.S. doesn't control like world wars, man.
The U.S. doesn't control world wars, man. Says the college-educated liberal. The guy goes, there were no wars because Trump was in Putin's back pocket. Then explain to me why Ukraine gets invaded by Russia when Obama is president, and then again when Biden becomes president. If Trump is Putin's lapdog or in his back pocket. Why does Russia invade Ukraine when Democrats are in office? So see, it really has reached this point in 2024. You're only voting for the Democrat if you are a low IQ or a low information voter. And every video you talk to a Democrat proves it. Every single time. And so that's what makes it so difficult for Trump tonight. He doesn't have to appeal to you in this audience. He doesn't have to appeal to me. Yeah. Well, you guys got that one together quick. In fact, Trump trying to appeal to you or I is like a bad strategy. Trump has to find a way to reach the low IQ, no information voter. That has to be his strategy tonight. A highly informed voter, a high IQ voter, is already going to vote for Donald Trump. So how does he reach the low IQ, low information voter like those clowns that you just saw in those videos? That's what makes it tough. And then you just have the psychotics, like this dude in clip 17. He sees two guys talking about Trump, and he starts to take a run at the guy. I think this guy's name is Francisco. We've featured a lot of his videos before. I think he's even been on the show. And he's sitting there talking about why they like Trump with this guy. And this like soy boy white liberal starts to take a charge at him. And Francisco doesn't even move. I mean, he's a pretty big guy. And he just like stands his ground. And then the soy boy liberal like realizes like, oh, I don't know. I have made a bad choice here. And he just kind of stalks off. So here's the psychotic side of the liberal in clip 17.
Because he's the best for the country.
Look at this weird guy. Yeah, he's never lifted a weight in his life.
They call us weird.
Are you really going to hit me? You look like Thomas Crooks. You're crazy. You better get out of here before you get your ass kicked.
Wow.
What a psycho.
That's your average white dude for Harris.
We got that on camera. Little soy boy.
Truly deranged psychotic, folks. I mean, that's a... It's really sad because that's a fellow American. I don't want my fellow American men to be soy boy retards. You know, I want my guys to be healthy and smart and strong. That's what I like. I don't want to go hang out with some brain dead liberal zombie soy boy. You slow motion that guy running. I mean, this guy looks like he's never ran in his life. This guy looks like, I don't know. That's weird, man. You want to talk about weird? What kind of liberal psychotic decides to make a run at somebody who would obviously beat his brains out? What kind of liberal psychotic decides to make a run at somebody when he doesn't even know how to run? I'm sure he's never been in a fight. I mean, what is that? Yeah. Yeah, that's straight up comedy right there. That's unintentional comedy in your pink shorts. In your pink shorts and flip-flops, bro. And you're going to take a run at a guy who could probably knock you out with one punch. And you look like you've never ran in your life before, and you've probably never thrown a punch or taken a punch. But you see that Trump flag, and you get big. You see that Trump flag, and all of a sudden, you're a hard man. You're a hardened man. And then the reality hits. Oh, yeah, I'm a fat slob retard. I better back down. So I guess he had one IQ point left to not get his block knocked off. Good God, this is what we're up against. Good God, this is what we're up against. No, the video to play would be when that psychotic guy poured coffee on Alex and then he took off in a sprint. I mean, look at this guy, though. Yeah.
That's your frontline soldier for a liberal right there. That's the guy on the front lines. What do you mean? No, he just doesn't know how to run. There's no... Man. Can you imagine if somebody like that was charging at you? I mean, honestly, I don't know. It would almost just be instinctual to just like, you know, just hit him with the quick shoulder. Just a... You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, here's the... Here's the Jones video. The Pumpkinhead runs the 40 in about 4.4 flat in the streets of Seattle. I mean, look at that goblin. That is a straight-up goblin walking the streets of Seattle. This is what we're up against. These are the frontline soldiers of the liberal army. But seriously, like, could you imagine, like, some liberal starts charging at you, and you know it's just... You just hit... Just a little... And it's lights out, baby. Crying to mommy. But no, that guy actually realized he got within a foot of Francisco, and he was like, oh, that would be the end of my day. My boyfriend wouldn't be able to take me out for dinner tonight, so I better stop. All right. How about CNN realizing how insane Kamala Harris's policies are? You know what? I've gone long here, so we'll have to come back to this. You've got CNN host Erin Burnett, who's reading some of Kamala's policies, and she's like, really? She supports what? What do you think the most insane policy that Kamala Harris has voice support for is? Now, here's the thing. Kamala just says whatever she needs to in the current moment. Like, I got this other video where she's like, yeah, we should have different laws for black people and white people. She just says it in the moment. She may believe that. She may not believe that. It doesn't matter. She's in the moment. The person she's speaking to is a black man, says, we need to have different laws. Yes, we do. Yeah, oh, yeah. Somebody says, you're an Indian woman, aren't you? Yes, I am. Yeah, oh, yeah. Somebody says, you're a proud, strong black woman. I am. I'm a strong, proud black woman. Yeah. Somebody says, Kamala, you like collard greens? I love collard greens. Collard greens are great. Yeah, yeah. She goes into a spice shop. I love spice. Woo, we're making spices. How about that? How about you want a little spice in clip 13? How about some spicy Kamala, clip 13?
Are you ready to face Donald Trump?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Best part of debate prep for you? What's your favorite?
Being at the spice store, I finally got all of the debate prep to look at these spices. Best part of debate prep so far.
I'm looking at spices. This woman is so unserious. I'm just curious, and I really mean this. Would you eat food cooked by Kamala Harris? You know, because she tries to play this thing like she's a good cook. And then she says she makes collard greens in the bathtub, you know, where you wipe your ass. You know. Where people sit in a pool of their own sweat. And she says she's going to make collard greens in the bathtub. I'm serious. Do you think Kamala Harris is actually a good cook? I'm really curious. Do you think Kamala Harris... Would you eat food prepared by Kamala Harris? Do you think she's a good cook? I will tell you this. I might be open-minded, but if Kamala served me a plate of collard greens, I'm not touching them.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. As their programs come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with the circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
Dr. Kirk Elliott, a good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People have really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies, because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you, but they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it, 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto others as you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get an 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think, I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to KEPM.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. KEPM.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does his sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
All right, we got some great audience submissions for the What the Hell Is That Eric Swalwell meme. We're going to be presenting those coming up. Great job by the audience coming up with some brilliant ones here. We'll have a good laugh. We appreciate your continued support at InfoWarsStore.com. We will be live. We will be live all night long, as they say, covering tonight's debate live and then doing reaction live as well. We look forward to being live with you here all night. Myself, the crew, Alex Jones, special guest appearances. So really looking forward to being here tonight covering this debate. Now, I got some other videos here that I teased coming up. Like, this is CNN host Erin Burnett stunned when she finds out what Kamala Harris supports. Now, you have to understand, Kamala Harris just is like a leaf in the wind, or, I mean, she just says whatever she has to say in the moment that sounds good, feels good, whatever. She doesn't have any real policies. She doesn't have any real political beliefs. She's been a phony since day one, since she was a quote-unquote fine woman that Willie Brown used to run around with, according to ABC News in 1995. But even the CNN host was stunned to find out what she supported, and this is public information in a questionnaire that we have, too, we'll show you. But listen to the CNN host stunned at what Kamala Harris supported in clip 18.
Tonight, Kamala Harris releasing details of her policy positions for the first time on her campaign website.
Oh, wow.
A K-File investigation has uncovered, meantime, a 2019 questionnaire. And in this questionnaire, Harris laid out some much more liberal stances, among them on immigration. So in 2019, in what K-File found, she said she would cut funding to ICE, writing, quote, "Our immigrant detention system is out of control, and I believe we must end the unfair incarceration of thousands of individuals, families, and children. I was one of the first senators after President Trump was elected to advocate for a decrease in funding to ICE." Well, now, of course, she's touting the Biden administration's executive order to crack down on the border. K-File's Andrew Kaczynski joins me now. Andrew, that's pretty incredible on its own when you're talking about what you found here on ICE. What else did you find?
Yeah, and this was a questionnaire that she filled out for the ACLU. And this questionnaire is really an interesting snapshot in time of that 2019 Democratic primary. Kamala Harris was trying to get to the left of Bernie Sanders. She was trying to get to the left of Elizabeth Warren. And you really see that in a lot of these answers. And I want to walk our viewers through a little bit of what she said. Let's
take
immigration and look at what she said.
So in 2019, she's running for president. She's trying to go to the left of Warren and Sanders. Now, 2024, she doesn't even have to run. She just gets nominated, and she's trying to go to the right of Joe Biden because she's a phony. She's a fake. She's a fraud. She'll do anything for power, including, if she needs to, become a Hoover vacuum for Willie Harris. All right, go ahead. Or Willie Brown, excuse me.
She said on immigration, she made this open-ended pledge to end immigrant detention. She said she supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She also said she supported
taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She actually said she supported that.
She wrote and answered in the affirmative when she was asked this.
Okay.
And she said she also supported it.
That's good. Leave that on the screen.
Now, she also pledged to
Can you believe it? Can you imagine you're running against Kamala Harris? And her policy platform is taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained illegal migrants. First of all, the fact that that's even a policy is laughable. The fact that that's a serious policy for a presidential candidate means I'm living in the clown world. This is her official printed, published statement. The question: as President Kamala Harris, will you use your executive authority to ensure that transgender and non-binary people who rely on the state for medical care, including those in prison and immigration detention, will have access to comprehensive treatment associated with gender transition, including all necessary surgical care? Harris's response: I support policies ensuring that federal prisoners and detainees are able to obtain medically necessary care for gender transition, including surgical care, while incarcerated or detained. This is a real policy. Kamala Harris supports you paying taxes so an illegal immigrant in jail can chop their dick and balls off or have plastic surgery to put breasts on their chest. That's an actual policy for Kamala Harris. She said it in an interview, and she printed it and published it in a questionnaire. I need to, somebody roll this up into a joint, because this is a freaking joke. I got to be high. I have to be high reading this. I got to be tripping balls that Kamala Harris, the presidential candidate, supports taxpayer-funded gender transition surgery for illegal immigrants and prisoners. I just... Okay. That's where we're at then. So that's where we're at. All right. Good. Good. Kamala Harris apparently also thinks we need different laws for white people and black people, like she said in clip 8.
And we're talking about specifically something that happens to black people here in America. So we have to be specifically targeting to help those people. Because we put those people in a position, and everybody knows the history.
Yeah.
Everybody understands the history of America.
That's right.
America, you did this to these people. You should write laws for these people. Don't group us in with everybody, because everybody, it didn't happen to everybody. And let's be fair. We plan from behind the eight ball. We way back there, 400 years back there. We're not asking y'all to give us nothing. We actually write the law. Those of us who are willing and able to do the work, we'll do the work.
That's right.
That's what we need.
That's right.
And she just sits there like a bobblehead. Yes, yes, that's right. Yes, yes. You could have said anything, and she just would have said it. Yeah, okay. By the way, you know, there was this incident on Sunday with a NFL football player, Tyreek Hill, pretty popular, and he gets pulled over by the police, and this has just become a media phenomenon. And you know, it's one of those things where I sit here and observe this neutrally, because I can actually do that. It seems like some people just literally cannot do it. And I remove myself or my politics or my opinions, and I just say, how is, like, do we live in different worlds? What is going on here? So this NFL football player, I'm sure the crew can find the body cam footage. I didn't even bother sending it. It doesn't even matter. An NFL football player gets pulled over. We don't know the whole story of why he was pulled over, but, I mean, it sounds like he was probably, you know, driving criminally fast. And I don't know the laws in different states. In some states, 15 over, 20 over, double the speed limit, whatever. It's it can even be an arrestable offense. So he's driving fast. He's got his McLaren, a very fast car. And they probably pull him over for driving extremely fast. So he gets pulled over, and then he's being lippy with the police. They tell him three times to roll down his window. He refuses to do so. He has blacked out tinted windows, so they can't even see in the car. And then they say, okay, get out of the car. And then he won't get out of the car. And yeah, the police were way too aggressive. The police were like behaving like power-tripping jerks and a-holes, for sure. 100%. But everybody was wrong in this case. And then I see the sports media like, oh my gosh, Tyreek is a victim. Oh my gosh, how dare the... Did we see the same video here?
I do believe that we have a trifecta pandemic going on. We have monkeypox, of course, that they say it's coming. We have COVID, like the flirt virus of COVID right now. It's everywhere. People are calling me. People are getting sick. COVID, flu, bird flu, and all these other ones that they are talking about, those are RNA viruses. And because they are RNA viruses, they are sensitive to zinc. So zinc needs quercetin to enter the cell. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID lung symptoms, and possibly die. So please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. People call me to get them out of the hospital. And once you're in the hospital, we cannot help you. And also, with the hydroxychloroquine too, you can also get the zinc and quercetin. So my advice for people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox Defense. And if you have children, get the Immunovites for children, because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the trifecta family pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get your defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We have physicians licensed in, we have physicians that can prescribe in all 50 states, and we have pharmacies that will ship to all 50 states. So please, before something gets really crazy, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. for monkeypox, bird flu, like I call the trifecta, pox, bird flu, and COVID. If you get pox defense and Covivites, that should help you. We have it on our website. If you also get, for you know, some people take Covilite. Covilite is like our bestseller. I love it. I take it every day. If you get Covilite and pox defense, these two should be able to cover all the viruses. If you're taking Covivites, this is all you need. If you're the person that takes Covilite, you just need Covilite and this. This should be able to cover because it has quercetin, it has zinc, it has vitamin D, it has everything that you need to build your immunity. That is my cry. Don't wait till you get sick. We have a slew of other vitamins and everything on our website. We have medicinal herbs that can help deal with all kinds of stuff. So my job right now to the American people is to make sure that you're prepared, you're medically prepared. I've been saying it for a while that we're going to have a disruptive event, and it's coming. If you notice, these globalists, they want their agenda 2030. It's on track, or in their mind, it's on track. They want by 2025 for all of us to be digitalized. I said it from the beginning in 2020 that COVID was a Trojan horse for the vaccine. And the vaccine is Trojan horse. It's a Trojan horse for transhumanism, population control, genetic modification. I've said that over and over. And I think that right now in 2024, patriots, listen to me. Everybody should be aware of this. Like I said, if you can get quercetin, if you can get hydroxychloroquine, if you can get ivermectin from your doctor or from wherever, I am pretty much good with it. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Size matters, and it shows a full pretzel. I guess it's maybe a pretzel company, or I don't know, maybe it's a Philadelphia thing, these pretzels. But it shows a full-size pretzel for Harris, and then like a tiny, like quarter of a pretzel for Trump. I mean, is anybody really fooled that Harris gets bigger crowds than Donald Trump? I mean, that's just a joke. But again, if you're a Democrat, you're such a low IQ voter, you don't even know. You're a no information voter. If you think Kamala Harris gets bigger crowds than Donald Trump, you are a no information voter. And again, notice how they haven't said a word of Kamala's crowd sizes in a month. She's done rallies. She's had events. They don't say anything about her crowd sizes. I wonder why. Because they're tiny. So, okay. Meanwhile, every rally Trump has is 10,000 plus. He just had one in Wisconsin, massive crowd. This one coming up in Butler, Pennsylvania, probably be like 40,000. And they won't show the crowd size, but it's all propaganda. It's all lies. All right. Our debate coverage is about to start. The debate, we're closing in on just a couple hours here. InfoWars is going to be live all night. Alex Jones, myself, and crew. We got some other videos here we're going to try to get out, some other news stories. But, you know, we did something today we haven't done in a while, and we took some user submissions thanks to Eric Swalwell and his hilarious meme magic. He gave us a new meme platform. And so we've got some fresh ones here. And, guys, you'll just kind of, I guess, have to work with me here. We just got these submitted in. Let's start first with Mega Devil Dog. Can we do it like that, guys? Okay. This is from MAGA Devil Dog, his submission, the new Eric Swalwell meme.
What in the hell is this? My God.
Let's loop them because they're short. Let's loop them. Here we go.
What in the hell is this? My God. What in the hell is this? My God.
Okay,
what in the hell is this?
That is solid from MAGA Devil Dog on X. Well done, guys. All right, this one is just a picture here from Rad underscore on X. What in the hell is this? And it's Tampon Tim. Boys need tampons too. I really hope. Because see, again, the no information voter doesn't know about this. That Tim Walz thinks that little boys need tampons. I hope J.D. Vance or a moderator asks in a vice president debate, Tim Walz, where does the tampon go in the male body? Have you personally shown little boys where to put a tampon in their own body, Tim? So there's the Rad on X submission, Tampon Tim, who wants to put tampons in boys. I don't know his plan for that. This is from L. Brandino Martinez. This one's just a picture as well. And it's Eric Swalwell. What in the hell is that? It's Alex Jones, the gay frog. It's Alex Jones, the gay frog, drinking the atrazine. So that's from L. Brandino Martinez. The new meme platform here. Oh, it's a second submission. That's a, hey, what do they call this monkey? Folks, they have a monkey. Is it really rainbow butt monkey? I know it's something crazy. Or rainbow dildo monkey? Folks, I think that's what it's actually called. Well, whatever. There's a furry. A furry is like a sex kink where they like wear a mascot thing. And there's this furry that does drag queen story time for kids, and it's rainbow butt plug dildo monkey. I'm not even kidding you. And this guy dresses up as a gay monkey and has a dildo and fake breasts, and then goes reads to kids because, you know, that's good. There should have been a couple others, guys. I think we got a little mix up here. All right. All right, let's just go to the videos. Just put them on the screen. I don't have them in front of me, so let's just do it that way. Just go ahead and put them on the screen.
What in the hell is this? What in the hell is this?
All right, is that their work?
What in the hell is this?
Okay, I don't know what's going on. That's from Publius. Is that, oh, okay, because they were taking our stream. Okay, I see what they did, because we were reversing it, and so they're just kind of, all right, let's, all right, that would be good, but it needs to be fixed there with the strange rewind. All right, do we have another one? I think there's a couple more here. Let's, if we don't have it ready, I'm just going to move on.
This.
Oh.
What did you do?
What in the hell is this?
Why'd you kill the cat?
Go like this. Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it?
What in the hell is this?
Did you see her eating it? She was eating it?
Yeah, she was.
What in the hell is this?
Haitian car crash. They don't know how to drive. They don't even need to get a driver's license. They're more important than an American citizen.
What
they don't have the same rule.
What the hell is this?
I think that's them cooking a cat. Oh, nice. Some fine Haitian cuisine. That was actually
what
in Europe.
What in the hell is this?
A bombshell new report says a suspected Chinese spy targeted California politicians. One of her biggest targets was Bay Area Representative Eric Swalwell.
What in the hell is this?
song. That's your Democrat Party ticket.
What in the hell is this?
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been. You know? What can be unburdened by what has been.
So there you go. That was Rob's submission. I think we had a couple other submissions, but we just got them in late, and so I don't know if we'll be able to put them up. You know what? We'll have to get to some of these later. We got Kamala Harris and Democrats calling for mandatory gun confiscation. Even liberals are starting to realize how stupid that is when you have criminal gangs coming in and robbing people and kidnapping people with guns. Well, golly gee, I mean, we need to pass gun control legislation. We need to pass common sense gun control legislation. And so you need to have your gun in a safe and your ammo in a different safe and your magazines in a different safe. Oh, sweet. So when the Venezuelan gang comes to rob my house at gunpoint and kidnap my children, I'll just ask them for a second so I can go get my gun out of the safe and then assemble it and get the ammo and everything. And I'm sure they'll oblige. Because that's common sense gun control, according to a liberal Democrat. That's what they do. So we'll have to save that. And we got a bunch of other stuff. But our coverage of the debate is going to begin here shortly. We are 2 hours from the debate in Philadelphia. Kamala Harris agreed to one debate. Donald Trump agreed to three. Kamala Harris chickened out. She's a coward and a fraud. And she knows the more she talks, the more she's on video, the more she's seen by the American people, the worse she looks. So the Democrat strategy is to hide her and keep her out of the public eye and shut her up, because she is not very smart. But she's going to be forced to talk for 90 minutes tonight. Now, she's not allowed to have notes, so that's going to throw her off, but I'm sure she got the questions in advance. So she'll definitely have an edge. I suspect one of the moderators will be very favorable. The other, David Muir, might be neutral. So before we go, guys, listen to this, though, because liberals are pissed. Friends alum Adam Goldberg slams the show for its insane lack of diversity, incredibly unrealistic. Friends. Now, I was no fan of Friends, but I'm pretty sure Friends was like maybe the top grossing TV show of all time. Definitely top five most popular shows, but it was bad because it was too white. I see. Good call, liberals. You'll just never stop liberaling, will you?
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.